Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's why we're here today. And we're thankful for that Savior. We're thankful for what God has done for us. Make sure you take time, and I'm sure you probably already have, but take time again to thank God for that greatest gift that he sent us so long ago. We're thankful that you've taken time out of, no doubt, a busy day, but he's the only reason we celebrate. He's the only reason we celebrate and all of this. So here we are on this Christmas day. We're thankful that you've taken the time to come out to worship him. Shortly, we're gonna hear the word. But if you have a testimony, you feel free this morning to give that testimony. All right? Bless you, buddy. Talk about heartaches and things that happen, and I just think about ultimately the heartache that God had when Christ took all of the sin of the world upon him and God had to turn his face. He couldn't look at his own son because of what he did. Amen. He was doing for us. But that was the plan. That was the great plan, and I'm thankful this morning for our Savior. All right. Bless you, buddy.
Lost her husband. Then a lady over at Hunty Hall that lost her husband. But John's been on my mind because him and Carol was same night the Lord spoke to him, he said, I know John's listening to everything, but the greatest gift, she has already met face to face with him.
Right. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Joy. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Bless your heart.
Anybody else?
Bless you.
All right. Let's take prayer requests. You may have a spoken prayer request this morning. Okay. Okay. Right here. Amen. All right. Steve? Okay. Okay. All right.
Remember Pat and Becky Neal, their family, they have three boys around our age.
Let's remember all of our shut-ins.
Sure.
We had a
sleepy's wife.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Amen. Anybody else? Those you'd like to signify by an upraised hand this morning? I'm going to ask Pastor Rob if he'd stand, and let's agree with Pastor Rob as he takes us to the throne. All right, we're going to worship the Lord through song. Megan's going to come and bring us a couple of songs this morning, and then Jimmy will be bringing the word. Thank you.
teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her hand. Baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. Baby changes everything. And she cries. Ooh, she cries. She has to leave, go far away. Knows she can't stay. A baby changes everything. She can feel it's coming soon. There's no place, there's no room. A baby changes everything. She cries, and she cries. Ooh, she cries. Shepherds all, they gather. To the newborn king. The baby changes everything. Everything, everything, everything. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turned around, I was lost, but now I'm found. The baby changes everything. The baby changes everything. Stood still long ago. There were shepherds in fields, or at least this is how the story goes. The story goes. Woman with born in a manger, foretelling its tomb. This is how the story goes, but it's more than a fable.
Songs. All right. I'm getting sign language and I'm trying to lip read and all that over here. I'm sorry, but I was told something different than what she just told me, so I'm going, but all right. We do want to take this time to welcome any visitors that are here with us this morning. We're glad you made your way here this morning as well. So Pastor Jimmy's going to be bringing the message. So I'm going to ask Pastor Jimmy to come, and I'm going to ask God's blessing upon the message this morning. Father, we thank you. We can't say thank you enough for the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, your son Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that you willingly came and you took all of the sin of the world upon yourself, and you shed that blood. And you made a way for us. You made it so easy. All we have to do is accept you. And we're thankful. We're thankful for that. We ask God your blessing upon the word this morning. We've come to the most important part. Your word tells us that faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So we've come this morning to worship you, and that we've done, and we want to hear your word, and we ask that you would speak to us through your messenger this morning. Help us to hear what you have to say. Use Pastor Jimmy. Anoint the words, anoint his lips, that we would hear from God, we would hear from heaven this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Bless you,
Pastor. Good morning. Thankful for everyone who's here today, and we know how special it is, and it's just a good place to be, and it's nice when it falls on a Sunday, when Christmas falls on a Sunday, and makes it extra special. Wanted just to briefly this morning talk about the Holy Spirit and what it means and how it comes into us, especially at this time of year, and it's a special time, and how the Spirit can come upon us and make us feel differently than we could ever feel otherwise. And I know the world may not realize that. The world doesn't understand. Maybe they haven't experienced what it feels like. But some of the scriptures about the Holy Spirit, Ezekiel 36:27 says, "And I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Even the Spirit of truth," or this is a different verse in John, "even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Romans 8:9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth within you?" 1 John 2:27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." Wanted to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, because there's not a way to really explain the Holy Spirit, is there? There's just something that you have to feel for yourself. But what we can do is we can tell people that it is real, and it is something that can be felt, and it's something that comes from God. It's not something that some people would say it's just emotion. Some people would say it's just getting yourself worked up. But I've been worked up before. And I've been emotional before, and it has nothing compare. It doesn't compare at all with when the Holy Spirit comes from above. Every now and then, people get a glimpse of heavenly things, and it fills them, it inspires them, and it is awe-inspiring to feel and for something to be revealed from heaven, and it just fills your heart, and it becomes something that's unspeakable, that you can't really share. But I wanted to read a little bit from right before. You know, we always read Luke 2, and we'll read that. But right before in Luke 1, and I wanted to talk about the Holy Spirit and how it was, what was taking place. We know that Joseph, he experienced it when the angel came and told him of the things to come. We know that Mary experienced it. We know that Zechariah experienced it when an angel spoke to him about his son, John. And we know all these things, but going to chapter 1, verse 39, it said, "And Mary arose in those days," excuse me, "and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And so we know that Elizabeth, who was with child with John the Baptist, when they got together, when she got together with Mary, who was also with child with Jesus Christ, that the babe leaped within her. The Holy Spirit communed with John and with Elizabeth, and they recognized the greatness of God. And I'm fascinated by those moments. I can think of my moments when I'm overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. When I got saved, there was a feeling that you can't describe. Even at 8 years old, I knew that my life was changed forever. And from that moment, that night, the rest of that night, was an amazing feeling, knowing that I was safe, knowing that I was forgiven, knowing that I had an eternity to look forward to, that heaven was my reward. And the Spirit that dwelt within me then. I think about the disciples when they got to go with Jesus and they saw Jesus transfigured on the mountain, and how they must have felt when they got that glimpse of heaven. I think about, when John the Baptist came along, it said that there had been a long period of time that there was no prophecy. And then John came, and he was supposed to be, he was like Elijah. And he was there. And the Spirit that must have been in his ministry as he prepared the way for the Lord. You see, they had a long period of time where things were kind of silent. And then John the Baptist, with the Spirit, was able to prepare the way for his ministry. And I was thinking about, I've been researching a lot about a great masterpiece of music from the 1700s. And it's a great masterpiece, and it was by a composer named, I don't know if you say his name, Handel. But it's called Handel's Messiah. And it's a wonderful thing to look it up and to read about it. This man, this great musician, was so inspired by God that he wrote this incredible music. And there was someone, I can't remember his name, but he's the one who wrote the words. And basically it was scripture throughout. And Handel's Messiah, it's called an oratorio. And it goes through from the beginning, and it tells all about the message of Christ. And it's such inspiring music. And one part of it that everybody recognizes and everybody realizes how wonderful it is the Hallelujah Chorus. And everybody knows it. They use it in movies, they use it, but they've used it in the wrong way. And it's lost its special meaning. They use it, for everything. But if you look at it, it was so awe-inspiring that Handel said that after he wrote that he felt like he had seen the face of God. And when you go back and listen to it in the way that it was supposed to be, it was a message to all people about the story of Christ. You see, he was such a devout man. And you go and you read pieces, or you listen to pieces of it, and you look at the words, and it's such a beautiful thing. One part of it, it ends with a segment called "Worthy is the Lamb." Amen. And it's a beautiful thing. I encourage everybody to look at it. But the reason I say that is that it was such an awe-inspiring, Spirit-filled thing that during the Hallelujah Chorus, when they first performed it in Ireland, And the king was there, and it was King George. And they say when that hallelujah chorus came up, he stood up. He stood up. This is a king, a great king of the world, a great king of probably the greatest empire at that time, the English Empire. And when he heard the music of that choir singing the hallelujah chorus, he stood up. And then everybody else, because the custom was, when the king stands, everybody stands. And so when he stood up, the whole place stood up. And from that point on, whenever they play that, whenever they go around and play that Handel's Messiah, when the hallelujah chorus comes up, it's customary that everybody stands in reverence to the God that we serve. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's what the Holy Spirit does to us. And so those of us who know it, who understand and who've witnessed it and who live with the Holy Spirit know that when it touches you, you can definitely feel it, and it's something that's real. And so we'll go to chapter 2 and we'll read this. But I've been thinking a lot about that. If you go on the computer, go look it up. But don't just listen to it. Try to find it with the words so that you can see the scripture that is used in that segment. And I think you'll be blessed also to listen to that. But chapter 2, it says this. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings, good tidings, of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. What a sight! What a sight that would be to see the heavenly host, all of the sky opening up. You've never seen anything like this before. You've never been visited by an angel before. And all of a sudden, heaven just opens up and says, Blessed are you of all men, because a child is born and there will be peace on earth. They said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. What an amazing sight. What a spiritual sight. What a wonderful time to be there. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Excuse me. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And so the story that we all recognize, but the Spirit is what makes it wonderful. You see, it would be a great story on its own. This would all be a great story by itself. Our faith would be great on its own. But with the Holy Spirit, it takes it to a whole new level. It takes it to a level that other people don't realize. But it's not until you fully believe and you fully ask Him in to your heart that you can experience this very real thing that we call the Holy Spirit. You know, that one of those last verses says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." One of my favorite songs at Christmas time, "Mary, Did You Know?" Now that was a inspired song. That was an inspired song. And speaking of the Spirit, I was in my car last night, and I like to get on my phone and around Christmas time, and I like to just listen to those songs that really touch me. "Oh, Holy Night's" another one, an inspiring Christmas song. But I got in my car, and I had to make a run down to the store, and there was one store open, and I went down, and I listened to that in the car. And when it gets to the part, "The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb," and they hit that high part, I was shouting last night in my car, and I played it again. You know what? When it came that part again, I was shouting again at that part, because the Holy Spirit is in me. And praise be to Jesus Christ for that. I hope the Holy Spirit's in you today. I hope you've witnessed it. I hope you feel it. I hope you allow it to dwell within your heart. Because life isn't the same without the Spirit. And we're going to have an invitation. And if the Spirit is leading you to anything this morning, then you just follow it. If you have a need this morning, if you need to pray, then you pray. But allow this special time to come in. Allow yourself to feel the Spirit at Christmas and get to the source and understand what it's all about. As we get a song of invitation, Chris is going to sing.
Page 111.
Everyone, please stand.
Page 111.
Bless you, Chris.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more. And free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange. In the light of His glory and grace, His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of
Hallelujah.